we are, another edition of Reality Radio on a cloudy Wednesday, the 26th of February. Good to have you with. Joel here. We've got a lot of local guests that I hope are ready to talk a lot, because I'll talk, but I'm still kind of struggling with this whole bug thing a little bit. Feel good, but the voice is just not cooperating, but we'll get through. We got Courtney coming in from the Chamber of Commerce, chat a little bit about some chamber stuff that's going on. We're going to talk with Michelle from Price Ice. They've got their big figure skating event coming up this weekend. So we'll chat with her. The Rhinelander Big Community Expo is happening a week from tomorrow at the Hodag Dome in Rhinelander. So we'll get Rachel in here from the Rhinelander Chamber to chat a little bit about that. We'll talk a little wrestling. J.J. Adamitis, Phillips wrestler, is headed off to state. Him and Coach Brown will join us about 9:30. And we have a special Berkey guest, I think, that's going to join us about 9:45. Greg Gunderson has more information on that.
I do, yes, indeed.
He does indeed. That's what exactly I wanted to hear. I didn't want to hear, what are you talking about?
Well, it's like improv class, Joel. You just never say no. You lean into it and you come up with it as you need. Yes. No, Anna will be coming in. She's actually a friend who we met through mushroom hunting. Extraordinarily socially involved. A lot of people may recognize the voice. If she were in here on camera, a lot of people would recognize Anna. One of the many awesome things Anna does is participate in a lot of cross-country skiing events. She recently acquired the title of World Loppet Master.
And, I can't let it slide by too much longer, that the fact that you said you met her through mushroom hunting. So
yes.
The elusive mushroom.
Oh, they're devious little buggers, Joel. You really got it. Sometimes it takes a net, sometimes a chain. There are traps that you can use. But yeah, mushroom hunting, it's a whole...
Do you have fuzzy pictures of the mushrooms, or do you have any focused ones? Or
no, you don't waste time with the camera. If you spend the time with the camera, Joel, you're never going to actually catch a mushroom. You've got to like dive physically first.
Also said the Sasquatch hunter.
I can't speak on that. That's a turf I don't touch on. And we try to leave the Sasquatch territory out of our mushroom pursuits. But that said,
but it's a logical transition, though. I mean, come on,
there's natural overlap. But yeah. That's just we don't cross paths generally. You see each other, you don't make eye contact. You turn left, they go right, and never the twain shall meet.
All right, so she's joining us via phone, Zoom,
yes,
live,
yes.
Or phone?
I think she's going to be calling in. Anna is going to be giving us a ring to talk about the Berkey.
All right, very good. We got a lot of events to talk about, but before we get to that, because Gray's got places to go and things to do, earlier this morning I was talking about places in life that we need to have referees. I came home from a basketball game. This is the gray area, by the way, if you haven't recognized it. I came home from a basketball game the other night, and I just told my wife, I said, I think I went from there to Quick Trip, and I don't know, something triggered in my brain that we should really invest, the government should just invest in just general referees of existence, of things in life that would just make it better for everybody. You know, in basketball, we're used to it. Any baseball, basketball, football, whatever, there's an officiating factor there. There's somebody that raises their hand and says, nope, you can't do that. I'm in charge. You need to do this. That could translate very well.
We need a ruling.
Into real life. So, ladies and gentlemen, we present to you, do we have an outside looking in? Gray's writing as we're doing this.
I am. Well, I'm coming up with my ideas on the fly. I didn't have as much time for this as you are. So these are just. I mean, it's
okay. Give me an outside looking in. You got one you wrote down?
Well, yeah. Perfect activity requiring a referee, deciding where to eat. That conversation with your significant other. Yeah, Rachel's looking at me, pointing, giving me the nod. Like, yeah, that could use some outside intervention. You need an adult in that activity.
It could be a referee hotline, maybe a Zoom room or something like that.
Yeah. I maintain. Can I get a ruling? Did she just really say that? Like, is that a foul?
Yeah, that could be it. All right, number 10. Oh, now I got to write. Now I got to read my own handwriting. Number 10. Airports. Yep, that was one that you came up with, Alberto. Just airports in general should have people in stripes walking around, just blowing the whistle, just saying, nope, can't do that.
You know that dreamy look on people who have already made it to their terminal and have to wait a couple hours, the layover look, if you will? I'd love to see them get 3 inches taller and jump when somebody's whistle goes off that they don't know is standing there, just bleep, just ooh. You can picture all the people in their ponytails and their Crocs and their sweatpants, just holy crap.
Yeah, you see somebody on the back of that golf cart going down, and you're looking at them, and you're thinking, do you really need to be on that golf cart? There's a lot going on in an airport. So number nine, things in general life that we could use a referee. Continental breakfast at hotels, no doubt about it.
Yep, another breakfast. Another one of mine. I'll claim that one. That's just like holy cow. It's the same, and for the same reason as airports, people just let go of all social conventions. Like, nope, I'm just going to stand here and stare at that.
There's disregard everyone. There's a sense of a lack of structure. It's all right if you get up early enough and there's only like three people in there. It's wonderful. It's quiet. It's like you're sharing a breakfast with someone. But then comes everybody else with the kids in the pajamas and all that stuff, and it's just a free-for-all.
And one bad apple spoils the whole bunch. I think I might have another outside looking in.
Outside looking in of things that we need a referee for in general life.
I worry I might have overlapped with some of your choices, but peak grocery store hours.
Peak grocery
store. I need an eye in the sky over the PA like, hey, you, red hat by the milk, get away from that door. There's three people right there. Like, scoot. Yep.
Constantly diagonally parking your cart in the middle of the aisle and blocking anyone from going past as you look to see that you can save 2 cents on a can of baked beans.
Or parking lot. The parking lot. That's a good one, too. That applies to grocery stores as much as anywhere, but probably grocery stores the most. But
you definitely have an appreciation for lines in a grocery store when you have the first snowfall. Just sends every parking lot just into total disarray.
Yeah, it's like you and me are here every week. We know how these lines are oriented. We could probably redraw them in our sleep, but we're acting like they're just gone.
Yeah. I mean, you have a couple cars that kind of are close to it, and then you get the one car that just parks and has no idea which way north is. Just boom.
Oh, yeah.
Just right there.
Well, and people, that's the thing. You're parking diagonally against a straight line, and then you get that one person that puts their nose 3 feet over the imaginary straight line that everyone else managed to respect. It's like, well, that's gone. It's
all right. We're back to the top 10 now. We're at number 8 of things that we need referees for in real life. Any buffet.
Yes.
Any buffet that you have, there should be a referee standing there.
Joel, I'm noticing a trend here. It's basically food. Just where people gather.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it is. If it's you and your spouse, you should just figure it out.
Are we misanthropes, Joel? I'm worried.
Pretty much. Number seven, things that we need referees for in real life. Any large sporting event concession stand.
Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely. How do you determine? I mean, there's four cashiers, but there's seven lines. One of them's moving. Like, how did this organize itself?
And you're trying to look back and see which one of the people behind the counter looks the most organized, that the line may move faster than the other one.
I think I'm going to adopt the I don't care expression if I'm behind that cashier counter and be like, okay, you guys managed to get one human being in front of me. I'll help that person, and then you'll do it again. Like, I'm not going to organize this mass.
Yeah. Number six, things we need referees for. Any town festival.
Ooh.
Just
okay.
Walking around, just making sure. Because if you hang around long enough, you're going to see stuff and people.
Yep.
Especially late night at town festivals.
The sugared up kids just zombieing around. Like, yeah, that a traffic director would be helpful.
Number five, bars or taverns. Any bar or tavern should just have an official just wandering the facility, especially late at night, just monitoring the situation.
You know, I think this one might border on just sucking some of the fun out of the whole atmosphere. Like, at that one is like violating the point of the building. like, let's not be policed here, but there will be a referee.
Yes. Number four, top 10 places in general life where we need a referee. Senior citizen bingo.
Okay, I'm going to need you to explain this to me off air. I think I don't know if we have the time for sure, but maybe you've got a brief explainer here.
I think yelling bingo prematurely happens a lot at senior citizen bingo. So we need to, I don't know if it's attempted cheating or what it is, or if it's intentional or unintentional, but there should be some monitoring going on.
Remember, folks, stress comes in many forms and can be relative. And stress often comes from your relatives.
Now I got tears in my eyes. I can't read number three. Okay. Here we go. Number three, any elementary age sporting event. should have, because you always have that parent who thinks her fifth grader is the next Michael Jordan or Taurasi or whoever.
Well, I mean, to your point, most elementary sporting events probably do have referees, but you're talking about the stands. You're like,
I'm talking about
the spectators. The parents need referees.
I'm talking about the one parent who is calling for traveling.
Come on!
When the previous 50 calls have been let go.
The Are You Blind guy is always at the Little League. He's never at the college sports. He's always in the small town.
Number two, general places in life where we need a referee. Now, we covered this a little bit earlier, but this is a little more specific. Any concession stand worker, all right?
Oh.
We've seen it before where you order the nachos and you just don't want to watch how it's put together.
No. The method they use to make nachos was probably invented that day and won't be seen again on the face of the earth, because they're going to have somebody else. It's going to be a different 13-year-old, and they're going to come up with a whole new interesting way, and you'll get cheese-covered chips. That much is likely.
It's about all certain to happen. And the number one place where we need a referee and a whistle, Facebook. There you go.
Oh, no. Nope. No comment. I'm out.
I figured that'd get you out of here. Courtney's going to come in next from that. In fact, why don't you wave her on in here? We'll get her in here.
Absolutely.
Right now, and we'll get more. There's a lot of other places where we need it. There's no doubt about it. Spring training baseball this Sunday. We got the Brewers coming on the air at 2:00 on Sunday, and they'll be taking on, it doesn't matter. It's spring training baseball. It doesn't matter who you're playing. It may or may not be a split squad. Nothing better than spring training baseball and a good split squad game. Courtney from the Chamber has made her way in. How you doing, Courtney?
Hi, how are you?
All right. Courtney is going to provide her top 10 list of play. No, we're not. Good to see you, Courtney.
It's good to be here. Good to be healthy, finally.
Yeah.
It's that season everybody's getting sick. And
one of the various viruses struck you?
Oh, yeah. Always.
Yeah.
It's the nephews. I love them dearly, but yep. They share everything when they come to visit. So.
Kids, folks, they'll sneeze in your eye.
Yep.
It's hard to avoid. It really is.
Yeah.
It's hard to avoid. Well, what do we have going on with the Chamber, Courtney?
What do we
have to share today?
A lot of exciting stuff coming up. So coming up on April 9th, Forward Bank is going to be hosting our first Business After 5. So it's a Wednesday evening starting at 5 o'clock. They're going to have hors d'oeuvres and drinks and some live music even. So you could stop by. It's very casual. Pop in, say hello, stay for the whole time, leave whenever you'd like. It's just a great way to get to know other people in the community and other chamber members and network for your business or All organization.
Right.
And then coming up in May is going to be Small Business Week. It's that first week in May there. And we're going to be doing our raffle drawing again, where if you use a business or purchase something at a local business, you can drop off your receipt at the chamber. And we'll be posting that closer too, because it's for that first week of May there. And then we're going to draw for a cute little raffle prize that we
nice.
Have and some chamber bucks.
All right.
And then in June, the 20th through the 22nd, we are doing the Park Falls Community Garage Sales and Sidewalk Sales.
All right.
So people can register their garage sale through the chamber. It's $5 to get on the map. And then businesses, if you're a chamber member, it's absolutely free to advertise any specials or sales you have going on. And if you're a non-chamber member, you can still advertise your business. You just have to pay a $10 fee to help advertise.
The other morning I was talking about how the pandemic changed auctions. You know, auctions, there's a lot of online auctions, not as many live in-person ones, but you just sparked a thought in my head that garage sales are still garage sales.
There's
still garage sales because eBay fees are too high. You can't sell this junk on eBay. So just piling it out in front of your house is still, it's the American way. It is.
Well, I think we all get to that point, especially up here in the Northwoods, like winter's long and cold. And then it comes spring. When I look around my house, all of a sudden, nothing appeals to me. It's like, it all has to go. Everything must go.
Yeah.
Like, why are we holding on to this knickknack that has no sentimental value, but it's been sitting up in this corner forever? Someone might appreciate this.
And trying to I was going to say peddle your stuff off on people locally, but try to sell your stuff.
Pawn it off on
try to sell your stuff is, I think, is becoming more localized now because the fees to sell it on like eBay and stuff are crazy now, and the shipping costs are crazy.
Yes.
Yep.
If you want to ship a magazine now, it's like $8.
Yeah.
So I think the idea of like the garage sale and the communities kind of doing that internally is going to grow. It's grow.
It makes
it's still
more sense
there.
Than before. When yeah. ship when everything is going up in price except for the wages, like the best and most logical thing is just throw it in the yard and let the vultures have it. You make a few less bucks, but the convenience is phenomenal, mm-hmm. and it'll sell. People need stuff. People want stuff.
Yeah.
Well, and especially it seems like with kids' stuff, I know with my niece and my nephews, that's the easiest thing. They grow through stuff so quickly. It's so nice to be able, you go to a garage sale, especially if you know it's somebody who has kids who are just a little bit older.
Right.
I can get a whole wardrobe for my niece for like $6 versus going somewhere or ordering stuff online.
It's like
or
a mobile
like
random
that.
Thrift store is what it's like. Garage sales are.
Yeah.
I was thinking of hermit crabs. You know how they line up and just like one hops to the shell of the other one? They do that. It's called a vacancy chain. It's a really neat thing. Like 8 hermit crabs will line up, be like, I'm too big for my shell. And they'll go in size order and just hop. It's kind of like that. You got to get a system of friends who are all 1 year successively older than your kid. And you guys can just kind of, there's an efficient system out there. We'll talk off air. Don't worry about it.
It's the worst crane game ever. Yeah.
But it's a great way to do that. And even for organizations, great way to fundraise.
Yeah.
I remember when I was in high school, our athletic team used to do a garage sale and everybody brought their stuff they wanted to get rid of. And then we raised money for the team. And
they always say one person's junk is someone else's treasure.
Well,
you never know.
I found some great treasures before.
Oh, yeah.
I'm one of those where I get really excited about something, and then usually whoever I'm with is like, oh, that's cool for you.
I need that other person. I need someone to meter my excitement, because I'll find a thing that looks really shiny, and then you get it home, it's like, wait, that's got some dings, and wait, that doesn't fit as well as I thought it was going to. It looked really good on the hanger, though. Yeah, there's a reason someone put it there, because that's the only spot it looks good
sometimes. I got one of those. I'll tell you about it later.
Oh, no.
I was fortunate enough once to go to a random garage sale, and I ended up being one of the Packers coaches.
Whoa.
And so all the limited edition stuff that like the jackets, the sweatshirts and everything that are just for the players and coaches, he had all of that. And I got this amazing like winter jacket, those big parkas they have.
Nice.
That was like my pride and joy for years.
Nice. My best find at a thrift store was a Viking jersey that I found in Minnesota. But nobody saw that it was autographed in the upper right shoulder.
Whoa.
So I grabbed it, and it was a lesser known Viking player, but I sold it for $50 on eBay.
Yeah.
Still.
I got it for $3.
That's just cool, though.
Yeah, nobody saw the autograph. So, yeah, little treasures like that. So, garage sales, you mentioned people start thinking about it, putting it together.
Yep. So, in June, it's going to be that June 20th through the 22nd. And it's a great way to spring clean or to get out and see what, you know, find a new treasure somewhere else.
All right. And we're always thinking Flamborama. The talent is all set and ready to roll for that, right?
Yes. Yep. We got our lineup, and Friday night's headliner, the big one, is Chris Krause. Everyone's very excited.
Yeah.
And Saturday night's big headliner's Moniker coming back. So that'll be really great.
All right. Parkfalls.com is the website to check out everything going on locally here, right?
Yes.
All right.
And we'll be adding more. There's a ton of stuff added to the calendar, so check it out, because March is filling up quickly with something going on every weekend, and April's already, stuff has started rolling in for that. So make sure to check it out.
All right, Courtney, always good to talk to you.
Thank you.
Courtney from the Chamber joining us here on Reality Radio. And we have, right away, we're going to jump right into Darren Patterson to talk a little Shawamigan sports. Darren, how we doing?
Doing good. Good morning to you, Joel.
Good morning to you. And I have Greg Gunderson in studio here, and we're going to make this a tradition now that we reveal a random baseball card before we talk to you from the 1990 Topps Kmart Superstar Pack. You dazzled us with your Mike Scott knowledge last week, Darren.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So who do you got today? Greg Gunderson, who we got?
Last week it was Mark McGwire, and this week is another name I recognize, of course, me being the totally baseball ignorant guy, but even I know this one.
Yeah.
1990 AL right-handed pitcher, Nolan Ryan.
Oh, there you go, right next to Mike Scott. Yeah, Nolan Ryan. Was he the greatest pitcher of all time, Darren? He's at least on the list, right?
He'd be in the conversation for sure. I saw an interesting statistic on him because he threw 7 no-hitters in his career, but he actually never won a Cy Young Award, which is kind of interesting.
That's crazy.
Think about all those years that he had thrown in. It feels like he could... Didn't he play until like his mid-40s or something like that?
Yeah, at least 40. You're right. And he was still chucking it close to mid-upper 90s even when he was close to 40.
The little stat here on the card is that he was drafted in June of 65 and threw his 5,000th career strikeout in August of 89.
Mm-hmm. 24 years. He was the initial flamethrower, wasn't he, Darren? He was the guy who hit 100 or close to it when nobody else was doing it.
Yeah, they called him the Ryan Express,
yeah.
I guess for a reason. But, you know, it's interesting thinking about him and all the innings and games he pitched, and you think at how starting pitchers are treated in the game now. It's amazing to think of, you know, how the game is played now. No one will ever kind of reach that stature of innings pitched. It's just a remarkable feat on his part that he didn't sustain any injuries and was able to keep doing that.
I remember in his last few years, he did develop a little bit of a changeup and a better curveball because he lost a little velocity. But to go 24 years, most of it throwing, just rearing back and letting her fly is pretty amazing. Yep.
No doubt.
All right, let's talk Shawamigan sports. The girls had a tough task last night at Ladysmith. They battled but couldn't quite get her, could they?
No, and you know, when you look at the records, I mean, there's a reason Ladysmith was, you know, a 5 seed and we were a 12 seed. But we gave it a go. You know, we gave it a go. We're, you know, as we talked about in previous broadcasts, Joel, we're incredibly young, one senior and one junior, and then a collection of sophomores, you know, doing most of the scoring for the team, and then you trickle in a couple freshmen here and there. It's a very young squad, but, you know, they battled to the end. I did watch the stream of it, and we were playing as hard as we did at the beginning game, so we put together a complete game where it was just a little bit short, you know, on talent there, but certainly a credit to the girls, and we are definitely optimistic about next year and beyond. We have all these girls that'll be returning except for one, and we've seen some nice things in our youth basketball ranks. A lot of girls are playing basketball, whether it be in grades 3 through 6 or in our middle school, 7th and 8th grade, so a lot to look forward with our girls' basketball program moving forward, for sure.
Yep, some good steps forward, a conference victory, some good stuff for the girls happened this year. Let's talk hockey. They had their season ended by Amory, number one seed. I see Amory won again last night, so they moved on. And again, kind of a year where they didn't get a win, but they had a lot of one-goal games and close contests.
Yeah, a handful of games that went into overtime, too. We just, you know, we would probably say, and this is not to be disrespectful to the last 2 years of hockey that we've had here, but the last couple of years we'd win a game here or there. But, you know, if we would ask the coaches and some of the players that played on, you know, that are upperclassmen that played on those previous teams last couple of years, they'd probably say that we're a stronger team this year. You know, for whatever reason, we just couldn't finish the deal at the end of the games. And we, just like the girls' basketball team, hockey was relying on a lot of young players, and sometimes you just kind of have to go through your, you know, the learning curves and having to deal with playing against older people, and you can, they're tough lessons to learn, but, you know, hopefully the kids learn from that. And I will tell you this, it's been a lot easier putting together a hockey schedule for next year than it was in the previous years, because other schools have taken notice, and they know that we're putting a better product out on the rink too, so we are trending definitely in the right direction with our hockey program.
Yeah, hats off to Coach Bebo for giving the kids a good experience here and keeping the program going and keeping it competitive. The boys, they know who they're going to play. Not too often, Shawamigan and Phillips meet in the first round of tournaments, Darren. And this is interesting because Shawamigan has not won many games, but they have been competitive with everybody, and including Phillips. Really good games with Phillips, so this is making out to be a very interesting first-round matchup.
No doubt about it, and we're excited about the matchup. You're exactly right. Our first two times playing them this year, they were tight games, you know, right down to the last minute, and we know we can play with them. Obviously, Phillips has put together a very nice season, so you know, we're going to have to do a lot of right things if we plan on advancing to the next round, which would be against Marathon on Friday night in a regional semifinal game. But, you know, the teams, and this is where it gets to be kind of hard because then I think of it from Phillips, who's, you know, it's tough to beat a team three times. You know, you always hear that, like, in the NFL playoffs or something like that. But, you know, the players know each other. The coaches know each other's tendencies. There's just a lot of familiarity there. And, you know, we have confidence that we can hang around with them, too. So it's going to be a fun game there for sure next Tuesday at Phillips. And we'll see what happens. And, you know, you can just take it one game at a time.
We want to see that gym packed. I mentioned yesterday, old school basketball is what, that's the feel we want in that Phillips gym on Tuesday, right? We want that thing just to be packed. We want the administration to make a decision whether there's any more room in the gym, right?
That would be nice. You know, there's nothing better, and you know this too from going to games like this, when it gets into the postseason, you know, the tournament, and, you know, it's win or go home, and, you know, the gyms get stuffed, and it gets so loud in that gym. It's one of the I think it's one of the greatest things, spectacles of high school sports, when you got these, particularly small towns like ours and Phillips and some of the surrounding schools here. And even when you go to the big WI state games and that, it's the small schools, the small communities that usually fill up the arena. And I love the concept of small schools gathering for their kids. I agree with you, Joel. It'd be really nice if that gym is packed to the gills on Tuesday.
Great memory maker for the kids. 8-point game and a 5-point game earlier in the season when these two teams played. That's Tuesday, and we'll have the game for you right here. Let's salute Gregory Morgan, our lone representative at State Wrestling for the wrestling program this weekend at State, right?
Yeah, yep. And, you know, Greg, first of all, we're very proud of him. He's a kid, I think. I need to sit down and talk to him a little bit, get a little bit knowledge from him. But I don't think he's been a wrestler very long in his career. I think he kind of got late in the game with it. And each year he kept getting a little bit better and a little bit better. But I think of most people and some of these wrestling fanatics, people that follow wrestling, that are rabid fans of wrestling, I would probably guess that, you know, if you would have looked at Greg his freshman and sophomore years, he might not have been on your radar as someone who maybe would have made it to State. But in all the conversations that I've had with Coach Hilgard or Mr. Oswald, our principal here, who's a wrestling fanatic, they talk about how hard Greg has worked to get to where he's at. Like, he's a fierce competitor. He doesn't care who he's wrestling against. And he wrestles like a wild man out there. He's relentless. And that has a lot to do with where he's at today and why he earned that trip to the WI State wrestling match. And he's a little unorthodox. And Mr. Oz was telling me this morning that could be to his advantage at State because he wrestles a little bit differently than some of the other kids. You just don't know what you're going to get with them. But, you know, he's going to battle. He likes to go the length. He'll take you the three rounds and he'll try to wear you down. And he's beaten some big kids this year, kids that were seated like number one at regionals. He's really, really done a good thing here this year. We're very proud of him because it's cool to see when a kid buys in and is willing to put forth the effort and get in the weight room and listen to his coach. And in terms of wrestling, buying into Coach Hilgard's conditioning, and it's really paid dividends for Greg, and now he gets the ultimate opportunity to wrestle at the highest pinnacle of Wisconsin high school wrestling.
Yeah, the best state event in Wisconsin. That comes from a guy who played basketball and didn't wrestle, but that state wrestling event with 100 and how many schools there is just the craziest event at the field house. All right, let's wrap it up with another baseball card here, Darren, before we let you go, if you got a moment. Here we go. One more card here from the 1990 Topps Kmart Superstar Pack.
All right, we've got 1990 AL designated hitter, pinch hitter, Fred McGriff.
Oh, the crime dog, they called him. Fred McGriff, right?
Yeah. He bounced around a lot. Blue Jays, Padres, Braves.
Yeah.
I don't know, he's a handful of teams in there.
Blue Jays on this card.
Yeah, okay. He had to have been over 350 career home runs, I would think. I mean, he had a lot of home runs.
Yeah. He's in the Baseball Hall of Fame.
Oh, look at that. 493, Darren, his home run total. Yeah. Yeah, he was good. 1,500 RBIs. He was your power hitter. He wasn't stealing second base if he did get a single. He was a big guy. Fred McGriff, the crime dog. Yeah, good stuff. Darren, thank you so much. Always good to talk to you.
All right, have a good day, guys.
Thank you much. You notice how Darren just randomly like grabs stats? You know, I'm on Google telling you there's 493 career home runs, but Darren, he just like grabs stuff out of the air that he knows what teams he played for
the
and
mental
stuff like
Rolodex,
that. Yeah, we're gonna utilize Darren for a little more baseball knowledge here.
We're about halfway through the cards. Exactly.
Fred, do you remember the through some public service announcements, they used to have McGruff the crime dog.
McGruff? McGruff is getting, he's falling out of people's memory, but he's there. He's burned in for some people's minds, I think.
Fred McGruff, he's a big dude. Let's talk Price Ice figure skating. We'll do that after the news here on Reality Radio.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump will convene his new cabinet this morning. Among those who will be at the table, Elon Musk, who is not a cabinet secretary, but is considered a special government employee as he continues his work with the Department of Government Efficiency. A step toward hitting President Trump's agenda goals was taken last night in the House of Representatives.
The House narrowly passed a Republican budget resolution, a critical first step toward enacting President Trump's legislative agenda. It's a big victory for House Speaker Mike Johnson, who managed to win over all but one of the GOP holdouts. The measure, still facing hesitant Republicans in the Senate, calls for $4.5 trillion in tax breaks and $2 trillion in spending cuts.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky will be visiting the White House on Friday, as sources say a deal is in place to give the United States access to Ukraine's natural resources to compensate for the money and military support given to Ukraine throughout the war. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin needs to know. With warmer temperatures hitting the area, it's important to be even more cautious of the ice than usual. Many spots on the lakes and rivers already have either open water or extensive and rapid thawing. Remember to always be aware of the ice's condition and keep an eye out for weak spots. Bring an ice pick with you and never go out on the ice alone. Also exercise increased caution if you choose to bring a vehicle out onto the ice. Currently, it is not recommended. Be aware of yourself and others around you. Remember, a little vigilance can help save either your life or somebody else's. This Saturday, March 1st, the Westwood Golf Club Sand Trap is hosting a Winter Golf Classic. Phillips Youth Baseball Softball invites you for a fun-filled day of 9 holes of golf. This unique experience is a must-do. Make sure you dress warm and come for a good time. Tee times are between 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., with continuous registration and golf, ball in the bucket is $1 a ball, and your chance to win a prize. The pots split at 11 a.m., 1 p.m., and 3 p.m. There's party starter DJ service, a silent auction, joker boards, pick a card, any card, joker wins, and raffle baskets all day. Drawing is at 2 p.m., need not be present to win. There's going to be prizes for outrageously dressed and hole-in-one, and free chili or soup for all paid golfers. Don't want to golf but want some chili or soup? $5 per bowl. This is $25 per golfer, 16 and under are free, and all proceeds from the Winter Golf Classic benefit baseball and softball. For more information, you can contact Angie at 715-559-4504 and call Westwood at 715-339-3600 for a tee time. With the warmer weather, meteorologist Brittany Merlot says we need to be ready for some possible flooding.
The frost depth matters when it comes to snowmelt and rain arriving. And this season, it's considered normal to above normal. This is from the frequent cold snaps that we've had throughout the winter. And frost depths currently range from 15 inches to as deep as 38 inches, which is much more than we observed this time last year. The deeper frost depth, the more runoff and flooding possible, because the frozen ground will not allow water to readily pass through the surface and be absorbed. And this is one of the primary factors why floods happen during this time of year.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brumay.
We'll check sports in just a moment. We got Michelle Smith in here to talk a little bit about the Price Ice Figure Skating, their yearly event. Michelle, good morning to you.
Good morning, good morning.
Thanks for coming in. We have a little heroes versus villains going on this year. Sounds like a lot of fun.
Yes, it's our 32nd annual. And like you just mentioned, Joel, it's heroes versus villains on ice. So our audience will be entering the Batman cave. Or the Bat Cave, I should say.
All right.
And they'll also be hearing some songs from the Superman, Minions. We'll have capes galore. There'll be pirates. We've got some songs from Wicked and also the Mario Brothers, just to name a few. And also Jailhouse Rock will be debuting. So we're going to have all kinds of variety, and you'll be able to determine if they're heroes versus or villains
when they're
on the ice.
Yeah, kids must be having a lot of fun with it.
They are. We have a lot of boys in it this year that wanted to come out for the capes.
Oh, yeah.
They wanted to be, the hero part of it. But that's okay. It's great. We've got boys, girls, adults. We'll actually see an adult performance this year and showcase their skills. It's a great time. And we're not just Park Falls. We're Phillips. We're Prentice. We're Glidden. We're Butternut and Park Falls as well, and just all around. So.
All right. And ages go from the very youngest who can get on skates all the way up through high school and college, right?
Yeah, we have adults this year.
Okay.
We have two adults that partook in our program.
Now, you didn't invite Jason Brunner back to do this again, did you?
No, Jason, okay. No. We tried, but he was busy. He was busy
this year.
He was
busy. The program's still trying to recover from that performance, isn't it? I'm not sure.
We have Pastor Morshin.
Oh, really?
Is going to be out on the ice.
Nice.
He's going to be doing a performance with his family, but as well as he's one of our adult skaters. So if you go to that church, Peace Lutheran, come on out and see Mr. Morshin on the ice skates. He's great out there.
Very cool. And from the youngest and the cutest, and some of those high school skaters are pretty skilled, too. They compete at other events like Wisconsin State and stuff like that, right?
Yes, that is correct. Our synchronized skating team, we actually competed at two different competitions this past year. We were at Badger State as well as Beaver Dam, and our girls ended up placing third at both, which is phenomenal because we were up against teams that have ice year-round, and we don't have that capability. So it's great to show that we can, they always used to say that we're above something above Highway 8.
Yeah.
So we're definitely putting them on the map. So it was great to showcase that.
Very nice. All right. So showtimes this weekend at the Rec Arena. What do we have?
Yes. We have Saturday, March 1st at 1 p.m. and 6:30. And Sunday will be March 2nd at 1 p.m. Doors will open up an hour in advance. For tickets, it's $6. And people can get those by asking any of the skaters or by calling me, and I'll give my number at the end, or they're just $7 at the door. This year, once again, we have tons of raffles, including dessert raffles. We have an electric car. It's a ride-on UTV for the little, it says between the ages of 6 and 12, Yeti coolers, benches, high-value gift certificates, tools, relaxation essentials, and lots of alcohol, actually. For our big raffles, you do not need to be present to win. The skaters do have those tickets right now if you wanted to contact myself or any of the skaters. We'll have a silent auction for a will this year. And then we're also going to have our 50-50 drawings. And our prizes for our big raffle, which we do that just on Sunday, we'll be doing those drawings, is $325 in value to handcrafted, which, of course, we all know that stuff is priceless.
Yeah.
We'll have... small raffles every day, or every show, I should say, and just a phenomenal show. Lots of helpers and sponsors this year, so really looking forward to a great show.
All right. And about how many kids are involved about this year?
We have 53.
Wow.
53 skaters, like I said, ranging from age about 3 all the way up to adult. And I'm not going to disclose Pastor Morshin's age. So.
Fantastic. So a couple shows on Saturday, one on Sunday. It's a great way not only to support all the hard work, but also to support the arena itself. Because obviously to have this, to have the hockey team, to have everything that happens there, it's a large facility. It takes a lot of money to keep it going, so that it helps to support it, right?
Yes, and we'll have full concessions. If you don't get some food in you, we'll have some hamburgers and soup and all kinds of good stuff in between. So it's a great time, and just come on out. It's supposed to be a great weekend. Not much else you can do when it's a little bit colder, so come on in and sit in an ice rink. We do have the heaters. They'll be running, so won't have to get too cold in there. So.
Yeah, yeah. Two shows Saturday, one Sunday. And if someone wants to put on their Superman cape and come watch, they certainly can, right?
We would love that, yes. And I'd mentioned tickets. People can call me, 715-661-1972 is my number. Or I'll be down at the rink all day on Friday if you want to stop down and take advantage of those advanced ticket prices.
All right, so. Very good. Always a great show, Michelle. Thank you for all the time and effort that you and many volunteers put into this with the costumes and everything to make it work.
So. Yes, definitely. It's a great, great turnout. Decorating, costumes, everybody just in between. It's great time. Thank you so much, Michelle.
Hope it's a good weekend.
All right. See you guys all on the ice.
Thank you. More of Reality Radio coming up. Sports time right now.
The Packers in Indy. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports here at the NFL Scouting Combine, where over 300 of the top college football players are here to meet and work out for NFL teams. It's also a chance to meet with players' agents. But Packers GM Brian Gutekunst says he's focused on the draft.
For me, it's more about getting to know these college players and making sure that the time we spend, not only in the interviews, but watching them compete on the field, you know, the weigh-ins, just everything that they do here, just kind of immersing yourself in that to get to know these guys as well as you can. You don't have this opportunity again. This is kind of a 1 week. So what, to me, that's the priority.
College hoops. Wisconsin over Washington, 88-62. Marquette down Providence, 82-52. The Bucks losing to the Rockets in Houston by 3, 100-97.
We just didn't play right. They kept getting stops, but then we kept going down, turning the ball over and making bad plays on our own.
That's the Bucks' Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Lakeland Kids Closet in Minocqua is the perfect one-stop resale shop in the Northwoods. Find clothes for the whole family, accessories, sporting goods, home decor, toys, and more. Plus, brand new Lakeland T-Bird gear to show your school spirit. Your business helps support the students in the Lakeland Union Wings and Star programs. Most resale items are $5 or less, and there's always a special. Let your dollar go further at Lakeland Kids Closet. Open weekdays 8:30 to 3:15. Find them on Facebook and next to Papa Murphy's in Minocqua. Donations welcome.
Join the Rhinelander Chamber of Commerce for the third annual Up North Community Expo on Thursday, March 6th. It runs from noon to 6 p.m. at the Hodag Dome in Rhinelander. Over 80 vendors from 7 counties will be there to network, provide employment information, and to show or sell what they do. This is a free event, and it's sponsored by Advantage Home Pros, Aspirus Health, Charter Next Generation, and by Ripco Credit Union. Here are some of the vendors who will be attending. Charter Next Generation, The Bosen Company, Associated Bank, Health in Motion, Nicolet College, Hodag Title and Closing Services, Oneida County Human Services, Redmond Realty, the Hilgerman Center for Community, Rondell Ranch, the School District of Rhinelander, Oneida County Fair, Let's Go Fishing Hodag Chapter, Keeney Home Services, Northwoods Children's Museum, the Alzheimer's Association, Boyd Financial Services, Lakeland Realty, and Maher Water Corporation.
All right, birthdays in just a second here. I want to send a special thank, Rick and Sharon Jacoby. Just wanted to send a special thank you out to everyone. Overwhelming donations that helped them after they were dealing with a fire. So they just wanted to send thank you to everybody that has helped them out. They said it was just very, very overwhelming for the number of people that supported them through this tough time. So Rick and Sharon Jacoby just wanted to send some thanks out. So Rick, thank you for stopping by. We appreciate that. Always willing to get the word out. We've got a birthday list today that is pretty short, but somewhat significant. One of my favorite country artists, or artists in general, the man in black, Johnny Cash. He began his career at Sun Records. His career has been very well documented by many movies. I think the most famous, I Walk the Line. And he had song by the same name, Ring of Fire, Boy Named Sue, many others. He is the only artist in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, the Country Music Hall of Fame, and the Songwriters Hall of Fame. From 1969 to 71, Johnny Cash hosted a primetime music variety series on ABC. He had some well-documented issues with uppers and downers, drugs in his life. He never was in prison, although a lot of his songs dealt with prison, and were kind of directed toward people who live their lives in prison. He certainly was a talented man and a performer. Johnny Cash, 1932, he was born. We lost him back in 2003. Robert Novak, the conservative columnist and TV pundit, passed away from brain cancer back in 2009, born on this day, 31. Tony Randall. I always think of Tony Randall as the Odd Couple, of course, best known as Felix Unger on the first TV version of The Odd Couple. He also starred in the Tony Randall variety show, and Love, Sydney, was a frequent guest on game shows and chat shows and many movies. Pillow Talk, Will Success Spoil Rock Hunter? Haven't heard that one. The King of Comedy, Down with Love, but he'll always be the neat freak and the germaphobe on The Odd Couple. His real name is Ira Leonard Rosenberg. Ira Leonard Rosenberg. Tony Randall, born on this day, 1920. He passed in 2004. And Jackie Gleason. Oh, in addition to hosting a variety of shows and acting in films, of course, he was Ralph Cramden on The Honeymooners. And to hear the stories of that show and all the ad-libbing and the comedy that went on, I mentioned a couple mornings ago that I thought that Carol O'Connor, who played Archie Bunker on All in the Family, his acting ability, I think of Jackie Gleason in that too, when I watch the old Honeymooners shows, and you watch other shows from that 50s and 60s era, and the way people acted, Jackie Gleason was different. It was timeless, and that's why you continue to see the Honeymooners in syndication, because he got it, and you could tell that a lot of the stuff was ad-lib, because it was just... it didn't look like he was reading a cue card. So good. Ralph Cramden, so good. 1916, he was born. Jackie Gleason passed back in 1987. At Forward Insurance, you will always have a local agent in your corner, because it's not just about a policy. As your local agent, they are your neighbor and the first to respond when you need them the most. They get involved in the community, and they always take time to find the best options to protect your family or business. Visit one of your trusted hometown local agents at 177 4th Avenue in Park Falls or Highway 13 in Phillips. Forward Insurance, always moving forward together.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
A little foggy and frosty this morning, and then it will stay mostly cloudy here through the day today. Our high 42 with northwest wind at 5 to 15. Tonight, some light snow, around a half inch or so, 27 our low. Tomorrow, breezy, mostly cloudy, 38 by Friday. Rain and snow showers with a high of 44. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
How about we throw some snowballs right now? Let's give you a chance to win a $25 gift certificate. We've only got four prizes left on the wheel, but some good stuff. I see a Visa gift card. I see Village Pit Stop and others on there. Caller 3 right now. If you haven't won by doing this live, give us a